kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Nagbabalik tayo sa ating programa live na live pa rin dito sa Bondi Beach sa Bondi Pavilion. Nakalam natin, bagamat kilala ang lugar na ito sa sigla at saya, dala pa rin ito ang ilang alaala na mga nangyari noong December 2025. Pero kasabay nito, makikita ang lakas ng mga taong patuloy na nagkakaisa at nagbibigay ng pag-asa sa bawat isa. Kaya naman ngayong Harmony Week and Harmony Day ngayong araw, hindi lamang pag-alala ang isinasagawa natin, kundi ang samang paninindigan para sa respeto at pagkakaisa. Kaya naman, ako para pag-usapan niyan, ipapakilala na natin ang ating unang panauhin na kasama natin ngayon, isang masigasig na leader sa ating community, sa Filipino-Australian community. Tubong Baguio City naman siya sa Pilipinas at mahigit 3 dekada na naninirahan dito sa Australia. At inalay naman niya ang kanyang oras sa serbisyo, malasakit at inclusivity. Siya ay founder ng ilang mga organisasyong nakatuon sa pag-aalaga ng ating mga nakatatanda o sa aged care industry, at pagbibigay din ng lakas sa mga kabataan. Kasama rin siya sa board ng Multicultural Communities Council of New South Wales at kasalukuyang presidente ng Philippine-Australian Multicultural Association Incorporated o PAMAI. Kaya naman, let's welcome Rona Guzman. Magandang umaga, Rona.
Magandang umaga, Edenel, and I am so honored. Maraming salamat at sa lahat sa kababayan natin, I hope you're all well.
Oh, wow. And masayang-masaya kami, Rona. Naging bahagi ka ng aming special broadcast ngayong araw dito sa Bondi. Pero bago yung talakayan natin, I just wanted to ask, anong unang mong naisip nung nalaman mong dito sa Bondi Beach natin gaganapin yung broadcast?
Ano, marami. Bondi is very special to me as a resident, as a community member. Bondi is a dynamic community. Maraming tourists dito. Multicultural, maraming Filipino. So I have been working, sorry ha, Taglish. I've been working here in the area for, I don't know now, about 10 years at least. So all that time, natuto ako ng, I saw yung diversity. So the first thing that came to mind, wow, how exciting, how special, what an honor. Tapos a bit of sadness din, kasi hindi natin makakalimutan yung mga ano, yung recent tragedy of the Bondi attack. So, I think after the excitement, of course, yung deep acknowledgement po ng kababayan natin, hindi lang specific na Jewish community, pero lahat tayo na impact, na affected tayong lahat.
At ramdam natin hanggang ngayon, pero as we can see, ano, patuloy na ipinapakita ng mga nandito sa Bondi yung resilience at yung pagbangon mula sa anumang trahedya na kanilang nararanasan. And going to your background, Rona, ako, you migrated dito sa Australia mula sa Baguio in the early 90s. Tama ba? So medyo bata ka pa nung nakarating ka dito sa Australia. Kumusta yung experience mo ng pag-adjust sa isang bagong bansa, bagong kultura, bagong komunidad bilang isang young migrant?
I think you touched on the key things there. Bagong bansa, iba-ibang tao. It was shocking. I was sad po kasi, ay, yung mga kaibigan ko, I'm leaving. Yung homeland, my birthplace. Pero as I was very fortunate na very welcoming po yung mga tao dito. Yung kaibigan ko from Thailand, from Serbia, from Assyria, from Lebanon. So, at a very young age, 8 years old, nakita ko ang diversity firsthand. Hindi ko, I didn't learn in textbook. Hindi ko po na-study yon, pero I experienced. Tapos yung spirit ng welcome, ayun po ang experience ko. So, as I was growing up, I thought, ay, ayun ba ang, although we are different, iba-iba tayo, yung spirit ng welcome is what helps us grow and feel welcome and belonging. And tapos ayun po, ang guide, yung prinsipyo ko po ng everyday that I live, yung, through work, through interaction, through my leading, ganun po.
At nakikita natin yan, ano, sa bawat ginagawa mo para sa komunidad. Kanina na-mention ko na very active ka. Halos sa lahat ng mga community events natin sa Filipino-Australian community at iba't iba pang mga sektor, sa businesses man yan, aged care or kahit sa mga kabataan, hindi ka nauubusan ng oras. Pero looking back dun sa naging journey mo, no, bilang isang migrant, ano yung mga ginagawa mo pa ngayon para makabuo ka ng isang inclusive na space para sa mga kababayan natin?
Of course. First one, yung ano ko po, yung role sa PAMAI. As a leader, every time you are elected as a president sa PAMAI, yung role nyo is to serve. No doubt. Ganun po. So, through PAMAI, yung cultural work namin, kasi ang daming activities through PAMAI, mga events at grassroots level, and through that, we wear yung mga traditional wear namin. Kasi I was born in Baguio, my earrings ako from Baguio, my mga materials from my birthplace. So each of us po, yung mga members and officials, we make it a point na we embody yung culture, yung Filipino spirit namin. So yun yung everyday living, we make sure we do that. Tapos, through my work, as you mentioned, yung mga iba-ibang organization that I'm part of, it's not about the role po, pero it's about the fact that you can connect sa iba-ibang cultures, ibang tao from different backgrounds. And through that, you put into practice yung spirit of welcome that I talked about. Kung hindi ko po maintindihan yung language nyo or yung behavior nyo, wala pong judgment. It's about being curious, di ba po? Bakit? Ganun, and can I please understand with full respect? I may not agree, pero let's understand. And we may disagree, and okay lang yun. There's no need to fight. Or let's just work together. Tapos, yung diversity, there is always a unique strength. What I have, you may not have. What you have, I may not have. Bakit hindi tayo mag-combine? Ang ganda yun, di ba?
Yes.
Let's make a difference.
Napakaganda, no? At napakalinaw ng pagkakasabi mo. And bilang isang community leader ngayon, na-mention mo, bahagi ka ng PAMAI, ano pa yung mga na-experience ninyo na malalaking hamon sa pagbuo ng tunay na inclusive na community dito sa Australia?
Yes. Marami pong humanitarian activities through PAMAI. So, that brings people together. Tapos, if you refer to some research, yung social cohesion, a recent research by Scanlon Foundation, isang element dun po is the ability to participate to do with welfare. Kung may gamit ka, may pera ka. So, yun po ang number one mission namin sa PAMAI is to be able to respond kung may calamities, kung may refugees, if they need any material things, we respond, we collect from community, tapos ibibigay namin po. So, yun ang number one kasi importante po yun to feel well, to feel connected, and to feel supported. Capacity building activities po namin, we welcome every culture to participate. Kasi kung you feel empowered and you feel like you can contribute, then ganun din po, it plays a part in social cohesion, as a lot of the research says. And nakikita mo naman yung smiles ng tao. That's, regardless of research, if you see another human being smiling and being connected, diba? Masayon, and we're embodying yung spirit ng Filipino. Masaya tayo, we welcome, we are super caring. So, ganun. Mm-hmm. Ganun kami sa PAMAI.
Yes, and alam ko, nag-extend din yan sa iba't iba pang mga cultural groups na meron tayo at mga organization sa ating komunidad. Pero isa rin sa mga nagiging malaking suliranin ng mga new migrants or kahit siguro ng ibang matatagal nang dito nakatira ay yung mga subtle form of discrimination. Siguro hindi akala natin okay lang or hindi natin napapansin. Pero meron ka bang ilang mga experiences on that or meron ka bang alam na ilang mga subtle form ng discrimination na pwede nating ma-address or pwede nating magawa ng paraan na maalis sa community?
Of course. Good question. Alam mo naman, Adinella, you touched on it. I am a business owner, business leader. And I take that seriously as another responsibility. Tapos, I think what I'm getting at is sa mga yung places of work natin, workplace,
yes.
we may not know it, pero we spend almost all our lives there. We say, ay, work lang yon. Pero when you count, quantify yung hours. Mm-hmm. How many hours do we spend sa workplace with our workmates? Without knowing, and I know this through my work as a leader in the business, we may affect someone, accidentally discriminate. It might be just to comment negatively on the food. Tayo, marami tayong tuyo, ganon. Mabaho sa iba, pero we love it.
Yes.
Pero yung iba, they might unconsciously say, oh, get out of the room. Mabaho yan, you can't eat yan. So, little things like that. And I think it's about encouraging everyone to, we may be uncomfortable, we may not agree sa food or mannerisms ng iba, pero let's enter yung space na yon with welcome and curiosity. Na iba-iba tayo, pero okay lang. You know, let's not judge. So yun, I encourage everyone to just be thoughtful. Now, yes, we're different. Hindi, it shouldn't be a shock kasi Australia, Sydney is a melting pot. Nakikita mo naman where from it. And so, unfortunately, that is the beauty of it. So let's mingle with each other with full respect.
And kanina nabanggit ko rin na heavily involved ka sa maraming mga events, lalo na para din sa mga kabataan. At ngayong Mayo ay meron ding pinaghahandaan at isa ka rin sa punong abala ng isang activity para sa mga kabataan. Pwede mo bang ibahagi sa amin yung ilang detalye at imbitasyon na rin para sa ating mga tagapakinig?
Maraming salamat kasi focus yung edinalang multiculturalism. And yes, families at mga bata, yun ang focus. So on the 3rd of May, Sunday po yun, sa Campbelltown, Koshigaya Park, 10:30 a.m. to 5. So whole day, lots of cultural performances. So mga bata on stage the whole day, dancing, singing, yung mga talent nila siya showcase different cultures. Tapos marami pong stall. So you will get to experience yung different flavors from different cultures. Tapos maraming activities. And can I say now, I will shout out, meron po tayong Filipino corner. So we really want people to be immersed sa experience. And every year we will have different, we will welcome different cultures to showcase.
Wow.
So malaki po yun.
Wow, and looking forward kami para sa event na yan. At sana marami pa tayong mga kababayan ang makibahagi. And mamaya tuloy-tuloy pa rin yung ating mga usapan. Ano, meron pa akong ilang pang itatanong sa iyo sa ilang bahagi ng ating programa. Pero ngayon, maraming salamat muna, Rona, sa pagbabahagi ng iyong mga saloobin at yung ang dami mong na-share, ang dami naming natutunan mula doon sa mga ibinahagi mo ngayong umaga. At sa atin naman pong pagbabalik, isa pang Filipino Australia na namamayagpag ang career dito sa Australia sa medical field naman at pagpapaganda ng ating mga kababayan ang ating makakasama. Kilalanin natin si Dr. Liz Goles sa susunod na bahagi ng programa dito pa rin sa SBS Filipino. Nagbabalik tayo dito pa rin sa ating live broadcast mula sa Bondi. Kayo nakikinig sa SBS Filipino ngayong araw ng Sabado. At patuloy nating kasama ang ating mga special guest ngayong umaga, si Dr. Liz Goles and with Ms. Rona Guzman of Pamay. Naku, kanina na ibahagi na nila sa atin yung kanilang mga kwento, konting background at yung mga ginagawa nila sa komunidad, kung paano nilang natutulungan hindi lamang ang ating mga kababayan, kundi ang lahat ng mga narito sa Australia para patuloy na i-embrace ano ang bawat isa, ang kultura at ating mga kinagisnan. And may mga tanong pa ako, no, bitin na bitin yung mga pag-uusap o yung mga gusto kong itanong, pero alam natin na very known ang Australia sa kanyang diversity. And para sa inyo, Doc Liz or Ms. Rona, gaano kahalaga yung representation? Halimbawa, na makita mo yung kapwa mo, Pilipinong doktor, sa parehong profesyon or sa parehong industriya dito sa Australia, o kaya naman, business leader, o kung ano man po yung inyong mga background na narito sa bansang ito. Ikaw muna, Ms. Rona.
Words can't explain, di ba? Hindi ka nga matagalog, pero proud na proud ako every time I see Dr. Liz. I'm very thankful I've met you na. Kasi nakikita ko yung spirit na, and I'm sure every culture has this, yung determination natin. Nakikita ko yung talent natin. Ang active natin, nakikita ko that we use yung talent for change. Kung nakikita ko ang mga bata, kasi may, alam mo naman, may Youth Amplified podcast yes. kami. Si Brian Lol, yung chairperson namin sa Rainbow Crossing. Every 2 weeks, may episode kami, different topics na mga bata nagsasabi sa amin ano ang important issues that we're facing. Ang daming Filipino representation, mm-hmm. ang dami nila. Yung student societies across New South Wales, Filipino student societies, University of Newcastle, Western Sydney, University of Sydney, UTS, ang dami nila, ina-approach kami, oh, ito ang importante. Tapos, I'm teary at the end of every episode kasi nakikita ko yung leaders natin. Leaders na sila, hindi sila emerging, leaders na sila. And they're using yung voice nila, yung presence nila to make a change. Tapos, may episode kami na yung ibang bata, entrepreneur na, business owners na. So, nakikita natin yung kultura, it shines through them. Tapos, they use that to explore yung identity. Mahirap sa kanila eh, kasi many of them are born here with Filipino heritage. So, paano nila mananavigate yon? Pero I always say, be proud. Malakas tayo as a culture. We're so super talented, super determined. So use that to shine through. Mm-hmm. Identify yung talent mo, tapos use that to make a positive change. And you'll find your way. Tapos even if you're hurt, kasi maybe may discrimination sa environment, you can't avoid that sometimes. Pero how do you turn that experience into something that, yes, it hurts, pero how can I then turn it around and make a change to the world? Mm-hmm. Alam mo, hindi mo gagawin yon. So, what will you do? Yung opposite. I'll welcome. I'll forgive. I'll try to inspire others to be kind and accepting.
Wow. Yan. Napakagandang ehemplo no, para sa mga kabataan, lalo na naghahanap sila ng inspirasyon or nang makikita nila na gumagawa na na pwede nilang sundan or kung wala pa man, sila mismo nagsisimula sa sarili nila. How about you, Dr. Liz?
Yes, I think it's the same. Representation is very important with, especially those younger generation, they're quite impressionable. Like they get, you know, they could really, they're still forming their own identity and everything else. However, because of social media, they could get it from anywhere else now. And it just tells them that there's no glass ceiling. Whatever culture you are, there's just no glass ceiling. You just have to try everything. Representation is amazing. But sometimes, like I'm a Gen X, sometimes the younger generations, as you said, they're actually doing really well. Because what's the future? The future is AI. And it's them.
Wow.
So, yeah, I think they get it from social media. So, it's the glass ceiling thing.
Magandang ano rin, magandang usapin din yan, lalo na para sa ating mga kabataan ngayon na medyo nalilito o hindi pa nila alam yung mga susunod na steps nila. Lalong-lalo na yung gusto nila maka-integrate sa ating community o siguro makakonect mula sa ating roots. So maraming salamat po for sharing that. And I guess lastly, para po sa inyo, meron ba kayong mga mensahe para sa hindi lamang sa mga kabataan, kundi sa lahat ng ating mga kababayan na gustong mag-lead, mag-negosyo, maging bahagi ng mga cultural works, ano po ang maipapayo nyo sa kanila? Let's start with you, Ms. Rana.
Okay. I think yung punto mo na it starts with us. We can have amazing initiatives or well-funded activities that we implement in the ground. Pero kung hindi ka tama sa loob, hindi yun tunay. And it will never be true. So I'm a big believer na okay, mag-events. Pero anong nangyayari sa in your deeper self? Do you really believe na welcome and non-judgmental tayo? Kung if there is, then you know, study that. Understand that. Kasi it starts with us. And yun yung tunay na even if you are experiencing discrimination, kung malakas ka sa loob, then you will explore that. Then sasabihin mo sa loob na, okay, hindi ako ganun. In which case, I will practice yung anything that will make someone included. Always look at who's not in the room, who's not here. Ganon. I think that's my message regardless of industry, of role that you end up taking. Kasi at the end of the day, you strip away yung mga external factors. We always have ourselves. Yun lang.
Mm-hmm. Salamat, Miss Rona. Very sakto yan dun sa ating tema. Everyone belongs and we stand together. And with you, Miss Liz.
Yeah, I think it's the same. Yes. No, I forgot the question. What was that?
Ano po yung inyong payo sa ating mga tagapakinig ngayon? Kahit saan, so, or sino mang Pilipino na mga narito na gustong makibahagi sa iba't ibang mga gawain.
So I think it's very important for us to be part of the community wherever we are. Because you have to integrate, you have to make friends, which as Filipinos, you're not a Filipino if you don't adapt very well. Mm-hmm. So as Filipinos, we're always friendly. We could do anything, I think. So we probably have to play our strengths, which is that. So, yeah. Play with your strengths.
Yan. Oo, at ang diskarte natin ano,
correct,
ay
yeah.
hindi nawawala, laging nandiyan kaya naman mm-hmm. nakaka-survive tayo anuman yung
correct.
Maging sitwasyon natin. Malayo man tayo sa ating bansa, malayo man tayo sa ating pamilya, nakaka-adjust tayo in our own way dahil nandun yung ating resilience. At maraming salamat sa ating mga naging guest ngayong umaga, si Ms. Rona Guzman and of course Doc Liz Goles. Napaka-inspiring firing po at napaka makabuluhan ang naging talakayan natin ngayong umaga.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.